I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama's former House Speaker will find out how long he'll spend in jail later today after being convicted on a dozen ethics charges last month. APR's Mackenzie Bates has the details.
Officials with the Attorney General's office say they want Mike Hubbard to spend 5 years in prison and another 13 on supervised probation. His lawyers call that recommendation ridiculously extreme and absurd. Hubbard was found guilty on 12 of 23 felony ethics charges back on June 10th. Prosecutors say Hubbard used the power of his political office as House Speaker and former state GOP chairman to benefit his businesses. The state is also asking Hubbard to pay back $1.6 million in fines and restitution. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates in Tuscaloosa.
Students from the University of Alabama in Huntsville and at Birmingham were one of five teams to win a Global Infrastructure Award this week. The award recognizes the students and their ideas on improving the infrastructure in the United States. The award-winning idea is to use drones as a tool for building inspections and to use a virtual reality technology to allow engineers to make inspections and repairs remotely. Ali Darwish is the lead engineer on the team. He hopes this idea will spread.
We are hoping to start with Alabama's dams and after that to implement this technology everywhere in America because Alabama is not the only state that has problems with infrastructure.
Darwish says Alabama has serious infrastructure issues that need to be addressed before it's too late. He hopes this will inspire those who want to become engineers. A city park in South Alabama where the public can view alligators has reopened with some new renovations, but some are still concerned about safety. Daphne Mayor Dane Haygood says Gator Alley Boardwalk is unique in that visitors can walk across a boardwalk to view the many alligators in the water below. There are plenty of signs posted warning visitors not to feed the alligators, but Haygood says police lack a way to enforce that. City officials are now considering passing ordinances. Boardwalk visitor Tiffany Durant tells AL.com that a large group of visitors fed marshmallows to the alligators during a recent visit she took with her two children. She says that became a huge problem as it drew the gators closer. Many visitors and city officials are especially concerned after the tragic alligator attack at Disney World last month in which a two-year-old child was killed. And a Tuscaloosa-based musician was shot yesterday while leaving a concert in Birmingham. 28-year-old Ronnie Lee Gibson had just left a concert at Saturn in Birmingham's Avondale community when Birmingham police say he was shot in an apparent robbery attempt. He remains hospitalized with multiple injuries, including a collapsed lung, but is expected to recover. Now your forecast.
Plenty of sunshine on this Friday. We'll top out in the upper 90s. Going to be very hot. Heat index approaching 104 this afternoon. About a 10% chance for a stray shower or storm. The better rain chance arrives this weekend. Even over the weekend, I'm not expected to rain all day, but there will be a few downpours nearby. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.